The drive home belongs to the great one. Mark Levin, today at 3 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
An 18-year-old student suing her parents, claiming they kicked her out, and she's demanding they pay for her college education.
We're being sued by our child. I'm dumbfounded. So is my wife. So my other daughters.
That is the voice of Sean Canning, retired police chief from Lincoln Park, New Jersey. Now, understand, here's what makes this story so eye-popping. The daughter is 18. When she turned 18, there were problems at home. They said that she, wasn't following the rules, she's bullying her daughter or their other daughters, that she's getting in trouble at school, hanging out with a boyfriend the parents thought was a bad egg, and she had been suspended at school, and so the parents basically cracked down. And they said, you live by our rules or you don't live under our roof. And you're 18, and if you don't like that, the door's over there. The daughter says that the parents were abusive to her and kicked her out. And here's the story from New York TV station WCPS.
His daughter, Rachel Canning, is an honor student and cheerleader at Morris Catholic High School in New Jersey. In court papers, she alleges her parents abandoned her when she turned 18 and are now refusing to pay for her to go to college, despite the fact she's gotten acceptance letters from several universities. Her father tells a different story.
I know Rachel is A, a good kid, B, an incredibly rebellious teen, and she's getting some terrible information.
He claims she ran away in November because she didn't want to follow house rules.
Living in our house is very few things. There's minor chores. There's curfews. When I say curfew, it's usually after 11 o'clock at night.
Rachel did not want to be interviewed. She is staying with her best friend's family, attorney and freeholder John Inglesino. He's funding the lawsuit, telling CBS 2 News it's the only way the Bright and Focus teen will be able to go to a college appropriate for her to become a biomedical engineer. Rachel, who has a $20,000 scholarship, says the University of Vermont, a private college, is her first choice.
Are you refusing to pay for her college education?
I reject the whole question on that, the whole premise. We have a college fund that's available to her. There's no doubt about that. But it's the equivalent, like I said before, it's the equivalent of going shopping at a high-end store and sending somebody the bill.
Rachel Canning says she didn't run away, but was given the option of dumping her boyfriend or getting out.
I don't think these are the first parents who've given that ultimatum. Don't think this is the first time that's happened. So
let's play the feud.
The daughter has, again, gone to her best friend's parents and living there. And the father of her best friend, Mr. Inglesino, has found her a lawyer. And by the way, she's not only suing to get the remainder of her senior year in high school paid for, which seems to be a pretty strong claim. I mean, if the parents sign a contract with the school, that finishing out the school year seems to be reasonable. But she's 18. She wants transportation expenses. She wants living expenses. And she wants her college paid for. So, and then she's suing her parents. Now, she had already gone to school officials. And school officials, after hearing her allegations that the school had been abusive to her, they called in New Jersey Child Protective Services. Their equivalent of Child Protective Services. So a representative from the New Jersey Department of Child Protection visited the Canning home and visited with Mr. and Mrs. Canning. They found, according to Mr. Canning, nothing amiss. They determined that Rachel was, quote, spoiled, close quote, and discontinued the investigation. Mr. Canning said he and his wife are beside themselves that discord with their rebellious daughter has reached this level. Oh, would I love to hear from our listeners on this one. 206-421-5757. That is 206-421-5757. Outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. Understand, this daughter was not, you know, 16 or 17. She was 18 when the parents said, you abide by those simple rules or find another place to live. So she goes to her best friend's parents, and when her best friend's parents realize this is going to take some time, that this wasn't going to be a long weekend, they arrange for her to get an attorney's because the Cannings don't want to pay for her living expenses when she's not under their roof. Mr. Inglesino, who in my opinion is putting his nose where it definitely does not belong, but that's just my take based on an extensive article I've read on this in the local newspaper in Morristown, New Jersey, said that he believed that her stay would be short and temporary. It is not turning out to be that way, and that his attempts to speak to Mr. Cannon about financial obligations to his daughter have not been fruitful. And that he and his wife believe Rachel is, quote, emotionally distraught by her parents' sudden rejection of her, close quote. Mr. Inglesino says that he and his wife decided to fund the lawsuit, which, by the way, they're asking for attorney's fees. So they are asking for Mr. and Mrs. Canning to pay the attorney to sue them. They say that they are obligated to pay for Rachel's college education so she can fulfill her potential. As for the attorneys for Mr. and Mrs. Canning, she said, her name is Lori Masseret. Ms. Masseret said that Rachel emancipated herself by voluntarily moving out as she did not want to abide by her parents' rules. So this looked to be one of those, you want to stay here? Here are the rules. You don't like the rules? You're 18. There's the door. Again, not the first time I think that conversation's been held in an American household. Mr. Canning said that Rachel was seeing a therapist long before she moved out. She's supposed to be taking medication. Parents also say she's been having disciplinary problems at school last term, suspended twice, that she was ignoring her curfew, bullying her sister, and basically just being an 18-year-old hellion. Quote, Mr. and Mrs. Canning did not tell Rachel to move out. They advised her she is welcome so long as she abides by their rules under their roof, which is completely reasonable. However, Rachel decided she does not want to live within her parents' sphere of influence and voluntarily moved out, essentially emancipating herself. Family lawyers are stepping in saying, well, just because you're 18 doesn't mean you're emancipated. You have to be on your own. Well, now she is. Well, no, not really. She's living with her friend's father, who is obviously doesn't like this obligation anymore. So he's here. We're hiring you a lawyer. Get out, you know, get this taken care of. So anyway, I would love to hear what KVI listeners have to say about this case. Again, 18-year-old suing her parents, not only for her college education, but a continuation of her high school education. That part seems reasonable to me. And she wants living expenses if she's not going to live at home. And she wants transportation. I do not see the American public siding with her. But maybe I am incorrect. Let's go to Sean in Kent. Hear what he has to say. Sean, you're up on the John Carlson Show.
Hey, John, how are you?
All right, man.
Glad you're on the radio. Hey, you know, this girl sounds like an Obama voter to me. Just wants everything and have everybody else pay for it. But, you know, like I've told my kids, there's for every action, there's a reaction. And I had to expel my son from the house when he was 17, because not only was he verbally abusive to, to us as parents, but he also wouldn't abide by any, house rules. And, he'd disappear for a week at a time and, come home. And so, it just got to a point where we said, we can't continue to live this way. And we can't bring up our daughter in that atmosphere. And so he went to live with grandma for a while, and pretty much everywhere he went, he kind of burned up his bridges everywhere he went. And now he's 26. He's kind of starting to get his life back together. He did go get his GED, but he certainly didn't sue me as being responsible for some higher education. These kids have to understand that they are responsible for their actions. And it drives me nuts that now we have, two ambulance chasing lawyers involved with this, looking for a buck. It's irritating.
Yeah, by the way, if you want to see her picture, she looks like, would this be reasonable, Phil? She looks like Shannon Doherty during the Beverly Hills 90210.
Okay. Yeah, the pictures that the TV station has put out anyways, and I'm not sure who would be giving those. Would it be the young lady? Would it be the young lady's parents? She looks like she's trying to run for prom queen, basically, was what I was thinking.
Yeah, or I've got this shot of her on Q13.com.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Where she's taking the selfie. Again, just, she's healthy, and I guess she's popular, and she's in activities, and she's got good enough grades to be accepted by University of Vermont and a couple of other private schools, Lynn University.
Yeah, I mean, she does have pretty high aspirations.
Wells College.
She wants to get into a major in biomedical engineering.
And so, all well and good. However, the idea that you can do it all by writing your own rules, that only goes so far. Let's get back to your phone calls. We got Sean calling from Kent. Sean, good to have you here. Talk Radio 570 KVI. Oh, wait, no, Sean, we'll get right to you. I want to get to Pete first. He's been holding longer there on Queen Anne Hill. Go ahead, Pete.
John, here we have, I'm going to focus on the father of her best friend. You said he was a freeholder and an attorney.
Yes.
All right, let me translate that into English. He's a shyster and a politician. His first response is, dumping obligations on people who might have had the obligation if the child met her responsibilities. She has sisters. That means that there were at least two younger siblings.
The sisters appear to be taking mom and dad's side, by the way.
And they have to worry. Their father is retired. He has to worry about getting them to college too. Here, older sister has saying no rules apply to me. She
yes.
had been really good. She hooks up with a jerk, I'm guessing. But, if her parents think the guy is a bad egg, as you put it, all right, she's living in their house. She is legally an adult. She starts abusing her sisters and disrespecting her parents.
Yeah,
house.
Yeah, and
she's 18.
And she's 18. This seems to be pretty simple. I mean, I don't think it is a rarity in an American household for parents to tell their 18-plus-year-olds, hey, these are the rules in this house. You want to live in this house? You live by my rules. If you don't want to live by these rules, you don't live under my roof. It's that simple. And I don't think the parents are expecting to hear, oh, yeah? Well, I'll sue you.
I'll bet anybody dollars to donuts that her buddy's father is a Democrat. got to go. Thank you, John.
I hear your phone ringing. All right.
Bye.
It's coming up on 11 minutes to 9 o'clock. Here, again, is what the father said. The father said that the rules that Rachel didn't want to abide by included A, being respectful, B, keeping a curfew about 11 o'clock at night, C, returning borrowed items to her two sisters, borrowed in air quotes there, and number four, manage a few chores, and finally, end the relationship with this loser boyfriend who parents believe is a bad influence, and I think the parents appear to be vindicated on that point. So anyway, I'd love to hear your own story from whether you were the rebellious teen or you were the parent who said this far and no further at 206-421-5757 or outside King County 1-888-312-5757.
So 18. Somebody's got to stand up for what's right. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Nice.
We have a college fund that's available to her. There's no doubt about that. But it's the equivalent, like I said before, it's the equivalent of going shopping at a high-end store and sending somebody the bill.
Rachel Canning says she didn't run away, but was given the option of dumping her boyfriend or getting out.
Sounds like she made her choice. She's 18. And she left. She's now living with her best friend's folks. Her best friend's folks obviously thought this was going to be a temporary thing. When it turned out not to be, they got her a lawyer to sue her parents. Again, she's 18. For A, living expenses, B, transportation expenses, C, the rest of her high school tuition, and D, she wants them to pay for her college as well. Asking you what you think about this. Let's go out here to Roger from Burien. Roger, good to have you here on KVI.
John.
Yeah.
I had almost the exact same thing happen with a few exceptions. One, we have four children. My oldest son was 16. We couldn't live with him in the house. He wouldn't follow rules. He would do everything that, you know, you would not want a kid to do, out late at night and running with crazy kids. And we had to give him finally an ultimatum. He said that he had to move out. We couldn't have him in the house anymore. He was causing so much turmoil with the family. So guess what? His girlfriend's parents took him in. He lived with them for probably, 2 years or more. He didn't come back for 3 years. And at one point I told him, you know, I might talk to a lawyer, and I'm thinking I could, you know, I said, you know, I could sue these people for alienation of affection. And he went right back and told them. Well, the next thing I heard, well, they were going to sue me. They were going to see their lawyer. Same thing. We went through tough love with, and you're probably aware of that group, and learned how to handle these situations. And it's the same thing, rules in the house, they won't follow them, blah, blah, blah. But in the end, he came back at 19, called us, said he'd like to come home. And I told him, well, we'll just have to think about it. Your mother and I will talk about it. And we did, and then I called him back. And he came back. He went back to school, finished school, got a GED. He got probably the best grades. Both kids were in GED.
Had an incentive to produce. All right. I tell you, we have more calls rolling in. Man, I wish we could go on for another hour because I have a feeling that we're going to hear some really wonderful anecdotes about life in America with teenagers. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.
Now get out of the house.
Talk Radio 570 KVI.